Hi, friends. So in this week's episode, I want to talk about something I used to struggle with really bad. And it was hating myself and my body and criticizing the fuck out of it and not seeming to be able to stop. So I've gained some awareness around why I did that and how to stop doing that. And that's what I want to share in this episode. And I do want to clarify, because I'm going to talk a lot of shit on social media, I do want to clarify that by me talking my shit, I'm not like degrading everyone or like trying to talk down on people. Everything that I say, there's a point behind it. There's a bigger reason behind what I'm saying. So keep that in mind. My intention is not to degrade anyone or like just genuinely just talk shit on people. It's to bring light to certain things. And if it sounds a little mean, then so be it. Okay. So when it comes to social media, there's a lot of things that you are not aware of. There's a lot of things that do not meet the eye or shit that you don't see. Like it's behind the curtain. I touched on a lot of this in my first episode of this podcast, but this episode is just strictly on body image, and I'm going to just poke fun for the first part at some of the shit that I notice and that I have to remind myself of when I see really hot people on Instagram, like the little secrets that they're hiding and the little tricks that they do to look as hot as they do. I'm going to poke fun at that real quick, and then I'm going to get into some bigger realizations towards the end. So my first one, like, social media is constantly throwing hot people in your face. I swear to God, you open your fucking Instagram, even if you don't intentionally follow people that are extremely hot. And I call them the people that like look hot for a living, because it's like their job to look hot. So that's what I call them on Instagram. I'm like, if it's their job to look hot, it's that type of influencer. Even if you don't follow that type of influencer, you click your explore page on Instagram, boom, there they all are. There's the 10 out of 10s. With not a thought behind their eyes, but they all look fucking hot. Like, there they all are. You can't escape them, especially on TikTok. Like, everybody on TikTok is a fucking 10 out of 10. There's a couple, like, 9s out of 10s, but 8 out of 10 is usually as low as it goes. Nobody's fucking ugly on TikTok or Instagram anymore. And if you are seeing ugly people, send them to me, please, because I need to feel better about myself. Okay, so getting back on track. With these hot-ass people that you see on Instagram, let's just use Lil Miss IG for the first example. You see pictures of hot ass people. The way that they are posing is not the way that they stand in real life. So when you see these fine motherfuckers on Instagram and their pictures, look at the way that they're standing. Are they standing normal? Like when you get in the mirror and when you look at yourself in the mirror, are you comparing yourself standing straight normal to them doing some weird ass pose? So the fitness influencers are never standing straight or normally. They're flexing something. They're poking their ass out. They're poking their fucking chest out. They're flexing their traps. They got their fucking lats spread to look wider than they are. They're not just standing there normally. No one actually looks like that when they're just standing there. So that's one thing that you need to like remind yourself of when you see really, really hot people on Instagram. Check the way that they're standing. Do they actually look like that? Do they actually stand like that? Fuck no. Like Kylie Jenner, she's a perfect example of someone doing some weird ass poses. And I'm kind of going to go in on the whole BBL body for a minute. And I'm sorry to anybody that likes her. I like Kylie. I think she's cool. But I just got to like peel back her curtain real quick and give you guys some shit to remind yourself of. The way this bitch poses, like get real. Okay. She looks good for the way that she poses. Have you ever seen her standing straight up? Have you ever seen her standing normally or caught off guard by like paparazzi? That's two different bitches. That is two whole entirely different fucking people. But you don't see the one that stands normal. You only see the one where the body looks perfect. And the whole BBL body style and like body type, if you don't know what a BBL is, it's a Brazilian butt lift. So if you look at any other Kardashians or Jenners, but not Kendall, her little skinny ass. They all have the procedure, like a BBL is where they suck the fat out of the parts of your body you don't want it in, and then they inject it into your ass and your hips to give you the hourglass shape. That's like the ideal body type for girls online. And I say ideal because those are the bitches with the most followers, so don't try and fight me on it. But all of these girls look super, super hot online. Their bodies look good. But if you ever see them caught off guard, they look fucked up. They look like misshapen. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because the angles that they have right, like Kylie Jenner, the way she fucking looks and the angles where she picks them, like damn, like she knows how to look good. And like, she knows her fucking angles. That's it. But when you see her standing off guard, or you see her standing straight on her hips, yo, like, I'm not one to body shame and talk shit, but they don't look as good in real life as they seem online. And that comes back to like the posing thing. So not even Kylie Jenner, I'm talking about everybody now. Anybody on social media will look good in a certain pose. But what do they look like standing up normally? What do they look like naturally? Because that's what you're comparing yourself to when you're standing in your mirror looking at your fucking naked body, looking at things you want to change. You're comparing yourself to a bitch that looks good sitting down or with half her body twisted in a certain way. You're not comparing yourself to that same person when they're standing there just caught off guard or standing like a normal human being. So that's an unfair comparison, and stop doing that to yourself. Now, the second thing you got to keep in mind is lighting. Lighting can change fucking everything. Face structure, the amount of muscle it looks like you have, the definition in your body. Like, lighting can literally make or fucking break you, and no one can change my mind on it. That's why I always say take pictures of me in the dark. I look better in the fucking dark. If you put the flash on, I can tone down. You can't tone up a picture. You could tone it down. So if you put it on the flash and it's too bright, bitch, we can tone it down and look fine. If you can see too much, we can blur it out and we can make it darker. Boom. Perfect. Done. Go on my Instagram. Most of my shit's in the dark. Sorry about it. Like, I'm fucking honest. Lighting can make or break you. But if you look at fitness influencers, and specific guys, but like girls deal with it too. Like the male influencers, when they're trying to show off their abs or their muscles, they usually catch a downward lighting because it casts shadows. So like your pecs underneath will have more of a shadow. Your abs will have more shadows. Your shoulders, everything has more shadows. So you look way more defined. Like literally lighting, I swear to God, I love the trend on TikTok where it's like, this is me in perfect lighting with a pump versus me in real life. Because having a pump also can change the entire fucking way that you look. Because everybody knows how you look normal. And then when you go to the gym and you get a pump, that's two different people. I swear to God, it's the best feeling. You will feel so good about yourself when you have a pump. And that's the state people are in when they're taking these pictures of themselves. They got the perfect lighting and they got the pump. Half the time they got fucking oil on their self to make their self look sweaty and shiny and look better for their picture. I'm not shitting you. I've literally seen motherfuckers in my gym with a can of Pam spraying their self to take pictures. I'm not shitting you. Like, you, that's the thing is, you also don't think that normal Joe Schmo-ass people are doing this. They are. A lot more people put a lot more effort into their pictures than you think. So even though they don't seem like a big influencer, they're still doing what they can to look their best in their photos. Another thing, professional-ass cameras. They all have them, I swear. Because who the motherfuck is taking this good of pictures on their iPhone camera? Okay, I have an iPhone 12 Pro. My pictures don't look as good as these people online. So I'm going out on a limb and saying that they all have professional cameras because my cameras don't be taking pictures like that. It's not like I have a fucking iPhone 8 and I'm over here like, why don't my pictures look like theirs? Nah, bitch, I got the newest and best phone. I know how the camera is. My camera don't be looking like that. Even if it's someone insanely hot and like I'm taking a picture of. Bitch, they don't be looking like that. So y'all's pictures are not off an iPhone. And you bitches can fight me on it. I swear to God. These people that you're following, they're not taking pictures on a normal ass camera. Sometimes they might. Okay, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt once in a while. But if you notice someone has like really, really good pictures nonstop, that ain't their fucking phone, okay? So you're comparing your pictures to something you're taking on your phone because you think it's easy. You think you just pull your phone out and take a picture. That's not what they're doing. They make it seem like that. So when you pull your phone out and you take a picture and it looks like dog shit, you compare it to people that you think do the same thing. When in reality, they got a professional ass camera. They got good ass lighting. They got people teaching them how to pose. And they're probably taking other steps to look a certain way. Whether it's an outfit that emphasizes certain things or like I said, with the Pam, like spraying themselves with like cooking spray. That's what Pam is. I should have clarified. Spraying themselves with spray to look a certain fucking way. And then they're going to filter it and edit it. And there are filters to make shit look natural. There are adjustments you can make to a photo to make it look natural, but it will be edited out the fucking ass. It just doesn't look like it. And that's the whole point. It's like girls and their fucking no makeup, makeup look. Like they put on makeup to look like they don't have makeup on. So the way you're comparing yourself to all these people, it's not fair. But these are the things that you need to remind yourself of when you see these really hot people online. There's a lot more that goes to it. There's a lot more behind the scenes than you realize. People are not just throwing up their phone and taking a fucking picture of themselves like they make it seem. Another thing is a lot more people are on steroids than you think. A lot more people have cosmetic work done, or fillers, or lip injections, or Botox, or whatever you want to talk about. That shit is so much more common than you think. That's why that industry makes so much money. Because so many people are having that shit done. And people that you wouldn't even expect. Because there are people that get cosmetic procedures or injectables to look natural. And there are people that take steroids to look better, air quote, natural. Like, they're trying to still look natural, but they're taking enhancing drugs to achieve that look. Or they're doing cosmetic procedures to achieve the cute, natural look. I get Botox in my upper lip. So my top lip does not move symmetrically. Like, one side pulls more than the other. And I get Botox to help make it move symmetrically. It still pulls a little bit more, but not as bad as without it. But also, getting Botox, it's called a lip flip. Getting Botox above your lip makes your top lip look bigger. That is the tiniest procedure you can have done. It's a little needle. They stick you four times and you're done. It takes fucking 20 seconds. Hurts like a bitch. But it takes 20 seconds and it lasts a few months. It's the tiniest thing, but it makes a huge difference. And you would never know. Like, it's made to look natural. It's made to look normal. But I have something in my back pocket that's giving me an upper hand to look better than I normally would. Just no one has a fucking clue. I know people in my life that have taken steroids or are currently on steroids or some kind of performance-enhancing drug that look like they are not on steroids. They look good, sure. But the typical... What you, como se dice, the motherfucker that you think is on steroids. The typical idea for what someone on steroids looks like, just a name that everybody knows, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, he is the ideal for, like, a motherfucker that looks like that, you know, is on steroids. But that's just what the publicized and, like, mainstream idea of what someone on steroids looks like is that. There are so many normal Joe Schmo motherfuckers on steroids that look average as fuck. Like, there's been so many people that have told me they're on steroids, and I'm like, huh? Like, I don't mean to be rude, but like, okay, cool. I'm like shocked in the back of my head. Like, you bitch? Like, you be on, I would not claim that. If I looked normal, I would not claim that I was on steroids. You look dumb. Or you look like you're doing the wrong shit. Like, I will get on steroids later in my life. I haven't taken steroids before. I've not taken any performance-enhancing drug. I've done fucking creatine. That's a goddamn supplement you could buy at the store. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, actual steroids. I'll do them eventually. I'm educated on, like, your hormones and your chemicals in your body. I don't want to fuck mine up while they're still leveling out. I'm 23, so I got some time. I think when I'm about 26 to 28, I'll start fucking around with steroids if I'm not happy with the way that I look and I want to look a certain way. Then I'll start doing it. But I'm going to wait. But I'm open and honest about that shit. If I was on the shit, I'd say I was on something. And I would tell you what I was on and my dose. I love that now in the fitness community, everyone's open about it and talking about their steroid use. Like, you didn't just lie about it for 5 fucking years to get famous. You were the 18-year-old that could lift 600 fucking pounds, David Lade. And you made everybody think that your physique and your strength level was attainable at your age for so long. You're a fucking liar. And you portrayed this false image to people and gave them false hope. Like, I'm the same age as him, and I grew up watching him. And I was always, like, kind of jealous that I didn't look like that. The motherfucker's been on drugs his whole fucking life. Like, no shit, I didn't look like that. I was comparing myself to an ideal that wasn't real. So, of course, I was dissatisfied with the way that I look. And that kind of ties into everything I just told you guys about people looking a certain way on social media. You're comparing yourself to something that is not real. You're convincing yourself that these people look like this in an effortless way. They don't. They're putting so much more effort in than you realize. So don't criticize yourself and, like, beat yourself up because you don't look near as good as they do. No shit, you don't. One thing you need to realize about most of these people that are really hot on social media is it's their job to look hot. That is their job. That is their 9 to 5. I mean, it never really ends if that's your job. But these people that look freakishly fucking perfect, they don't have a normal job, bitch. They're not going to a real 9 to 5. They're not dealing with the stress of having a normal job. Their job is to look hot. They spend all their time of the day and their energy in their appearance and the way that they look. So of course they look better than you. You have shit to do. You live in real life. You have actual worries and concerns and bigger shit to deal with, not to worry about only the way that you look. Oh my God, one more thing I wanted to talk about was skin and people's skin texture and stretch marks and acne and all of that. Everyone on social media has perfect fucking skin and it pisses me off. I have stretch marks like a motherfucker, like in my arms and like the typical ones on like your shoulders and your chest. Like when you start working out, I have them on my forearms. I have them on my hips and like my stomach area because I was like fat as a kid. Like I wasn't ever like huge, but I was like a chubby little shit as a kid. And I've grown really fast. Like I'm 6'7". You don't just fucking get this tall without any signs of like wear on your body. Like I had to stretch very fast. And like I have stretch marks on me. They're not that noticeable, but they're there. And sometimes I'll get like an ingrown hair, or I'll get like acne or on my face or my neck, like when you shave and you get a fucking razor bump or an ingrown hair. Like, shit happens. Like, I'm a normal human being. I'll get, like, a pimple or whatever on my back or my shoulder or whatever every once in a while. Even, I used to get them all the time. But it's like, I've grown and I'm out of that stage of, like, puberty where my shit's a little bit more balanced so I don't break out as often. But people online don't break out. People online do not have fucking acne and they do not have fucking stretch marks. I swear to God, it's the most frustrating shit. Everybody's skin look like milk. Everybody's fucking perfect, and it pisses me off. And something I realized about this last night, I went and saw the movie The House of Gucci with Lady Gaga in it. I know y'all heard about it. That fucking movie was so good. And that fucking piece of shit, Maurizio Gucci, got what the fuck he deserved, okay? It got revealed in the trailer, so I'm not, like, spoiling anything. But Lady Gaga's character hired a hitman to kill her husband, which is Gucci. Like, fuck him. What he did to her, that's what he fucking had it coming, all right? But anyway, that's not the point. It's a good movie. You should watch it. But my point with that is there's a scene in it when Lady Gaga is in a hotel room with her husband, and they're, like, getting into a little fight, whatever. But she took her shirt off, and she was, like, changing clothes. And it showed in that scene the lighting, like, reflected off of her arms and her back, and she had like, you know, those tiny little bumps on like your skin. I have them, like a lot of people have them, and it's like a normal thing. It's like the tiny little bumps, like, you know, when you get chicken pox, what the fuck is it called? Like chill bumps, like when you get like a chill and like you get the little, what the fuck is it called? Goosebumps, the goose and geese bumps. So those like on your arm, but like, they're not that bad or that severe, but there's like little dots all over your arms. And the lighting, like in that scene, showed it on her shoulders and her arms. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, she's a normal human being. I got so excited that I related to Lady Gaga. Like, someone that is not shown in, like, celebrities are not shown in the light to have flaws. So, like, to see that she doesn't have like perfect skin like every fucking body else, it made me so happy. Like, I felt like I related to her and connected to her in that moment. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I'd be getting too deep into everything. Leave me alone. But that made me realize so much about myself, because when I was like very insecure, when I would see people online, I would immediately look for their flaws. And even people in real life, like whenever I felt intimidated by someone or I felt like someone was better than me, I would immediately just start looking for their flaws to make myself feel better. So like if someone had a stretch mark, or if they had like the bumps on their arm like Lady Gaga, or if they had like weird shaped thumbnails, like fingernails, that's one thing that I like made myself feel better about with one guy. He was like super fucking hot, but he had like club fingers and I was like, ha. When I was really insecure, I used to do that, and I never knew why I did that. I would never voice it to people. I've never left a hate comment in my life. I'm not the type of person to point that shit out, but in my brain, I would always look for people's flaws or shit that was wrong with them because it made me feel better. I never knew why it did, and I didn't know why I ever did it. I didn't know how to stop it, but I realized last night when I watched that movie, like, I don't look for people's flaws anymore to feel better about myself. Like, oh, look at them. They're like fucked up. I look for people's flaws now to relate to them. Like when I saw Lady Gaga had the bumps on her arms, I got so excited and like happy that she's human just like me. Like it's normal. Like it's not having bumps on your arms is normal. Some people just fucking have them. Like that's just how it is. Oh my God. Like it made me so fucking excited that the bitch is like a human. And like I look at people now when I see that they have like an air quote flaw, or if they have a sign that they're a real human being that social media does not show, I get happy because I relate, because I have it too. It's not like, oh, I need to find what's wrong with you so I don't think that you're that much above me. It's like, no, now I can relate to you. So I guess the whole mindset shift of like looking at people as how are we the same makes me feel a lot better than just trying to rip people down in my brain or make myself seem less ugly. I don't know how to explain that, but hope that made sense. But just start looking for the way that you're like the same as other people, and you'll start feeling a lot more connected to them. And you'll start feeling a lot less alone. Oh, but back to like social media. A lot of people deal with that shit. A lot more people have it than you think, but they blur it out. Or they'll smooth their skin in pictures. Now, you do have the people that will post about their stretch marks or their acne or acne scars, and I love that shit. Like, I love when people are vulnerable and real and honest, because just how seeing Lady Gaga made me feel like less alone, those posts make people feel less alone. Another thing that I've realized about myself in specific is I'm not photogenic. Like it's very, like I'll get a good picture of myself every once in a while and then I'll hang on to that fucker like it's the golden ticket to the goddamn Willy Wonka palace. Like I'll just hold on to it for a while. I'll just use that picture. Like that's my go-to picture. That's why I don't post a lot of selfies, because bitch, they're a dime a dozen. I don't take good pictures very often. But I realized I look like shit in my phone camera. And like on camera, like I just don't feel like I look good, because I see myself in my mirror and I'm like, damn, I'm fucking cute. And then I try to take a picture of myself in that mirror and I'm like, God damn, I'm actually ugly. That right there. You need to stop thinking that shit, because I know y'all do the same thing. The way you look on camera is not the way you look in real life. I promise you. And because I saw this one TikTok and it made me like really believe this, when this girl said, you know, when you take a picture of the sunset and it never shows up as good on your phone, like it looks way better in real life than on your phone. Your phone can't capture the actual beauty of the sunset. You're the same way. And since seeing that bitch's TikTok, it's really like changed me, because I'd be feeling like I am ugly as shit in my phone camera. Like when I take a selfie, I'm like, God, woof, like, holy shit. But then I look at myself in the mirror in real life and I can like see myself more 3D, and like I can see myself the way that I move, you know. I know I'm looking at a mirror and it's 2D, shut the fuck up, but I look 3D in it, okay? Don't attack me for that. I know it sounds stupid. And also another thing, when you're looking at yourself in a certain mirror, remember when I said lighting is important? You need to look at yourself in other mirrors too. Whenever you get the chance, go to a different mirror. Look at yourself in different lightings, in different places, in different atmospheres, in different mirrors. You will appreciate yourself so much more, because you will see that you look a lot different than you think. Like when you get used to looking at yourself in just one mirror and one lighting, like in your bedroom or your bathroom, you don't see certain shit. Like not every mirror will show you the same thing. It sounds fucking wacky, but start looking at yourself in other mirrors and you'll start seeing shit you didn't notice before. You're just used to looking at yourself in one place. That's kind of a confidence boost, but some of them, goddamn, do it when you feel yourself, because if you try and look in a different mirror when you like don't feel your best or you actually look ugly, oof, it'll hurt your feelings. Also, look at yourself from the side in the mirrors, like move around and like turn around and look at yourself in different angles, because when I look at myself head on, I'm like, you're a fucking whale. And then I look at myself from the side or I turn a little bit and I'm like, oh, okay, that's like doable, you know? So move around a little. Like, actually, if you're going to look at yourself in the mirror, check yourself the fuck out. Do a little spin for yourself. So one of the big realizations that I'm so excited to talk about is the one about social media creating a certain norm and an idea of what is, air quote, normal. Big fat fucking air quote around what's normal. So when you look at your phone, okay, and you get on social media, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, whatever fucking tickles your fancy, even if you don't directly follow the fitness influencers where it's their job to look hot, the ones that I talked about before, they will come up on your explore page. They will come up on your fucking For You page. They'll find a way in front of your face. I swear to God. Like the hot people, their pages just get pushed by the algorithm into everybody's goddamn face. So what this does is when you're shown incredibly hot people over and over and over again, you start to think that's more common than it is. So if you're constantly seeing bitches with BBLs for girls, or if like guys, like if you're constantly seeing people with perfect bodies and abs and looking hot, you're going to see it a whole bunch, but subconsciously you're going to think it's a lot more common than it is, because you're seeing this shit daily, multiple times a day, multiple different people. So when you start seeing this as common and it happens way too long, you're going to start subconsciously seeing this as like normal. This is the normal way to look. This is the normal way to be. And this becomes a major fucking problem when you don't match that and you don't fit what is, air quote, now seen as normal by the subconscious in your mind. So now when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're not going to see the good things about you. You're not going to see the things that you have to appreciate. You're immediately going to start seeing the ways that you're not what you see on social media. It's going to be subconscious. You're not going to know why you don't like your body. You're just not going to fucking like it. And you're always going to see what's wrong instead of what's right and what you like. That takes effort. To look at the positive and to look at what you like takes effort. Your subconscious is just going to do it for you. And it's always what you're lacking, because your brain automatically compares. So if you've got this idea or this image of what is normal and you get in front of a mirror, you're already subconsciously comparing. And when you're comparing and contrasting and you're seeing, nah, I'm not built like Kylie Jenner, or I'm not built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, if that's who you, people you like to follow, like the fitness influencers. I just use him because he's a very known name. You're only going to see what you need to fix. So I realized this when I was at a hotel pool a couple weeks ago. So I had been dieting so fucking hard for this trip. I like isolated myself. I quit going out. I quit hanging out with people. I quit hanging out with friends. Like I literally just like hermited myself like a hermit crab and fucking worked on the way that I looked, because I was so excited to go to this pool. And I was like, oh my God, I want to finally be confident for once in the way that I look going and taking my shirt off somewhere, because I never have. For the first time in 23 years, I finally felt confident without my shirt on at a place. And this was before I went to EDC, because I took my shirt off there and I felt really good too. But anyway, I was dieting really hard because I was so excited to go and spend the weekend by this fucking hotel pool. And when I got there, like, I didn't think I was going to look that good, like, compared to everybody else. I'm like, I'm going to look good, but I'm not going to be the best looking one at the pool. Like, I'm sure everyone's going to be fucking hot, but I don't want to be, like, cripplingly insecure when I'm there. So I'm putting all this work into my body, you know? I want to look, like, as good as I can, even though I know I'm not going to look the best. So when I get to this fucking pool, I realized, what the fuck? Like, I'm the best looking one here. And in my mind, I was like, I don't even look that good. So how the fuck am I the best looking one here? Like, this is sad. And the reason I didn't think I looked that good is because I was comparing myself to what I was seeing on social media. And the guys that I see there and the fitness influencers that I was following at the time, I was comparing myself to that. So comparing to them, nah, I didn't look that good. But comparing myself to the real life and real people and real bodies that were at that pool, I looked fucking good. Half the people there were fucking hippos, all right? If you're fat and sensitive, I used to be fat too, I'm allowed to say it, shut up. But I was so shocked, like, I was the best looking one at the pool, me? Like, I was so shell-shocked by that. And that is what made me realize, yo, what I'm comparing myself to is not fucking real. Because where are all these fucking fruitcakes that I see online? None of y'all was at the motherfucking pool. None of y'all was at that casino I was at. Like, all the ones down the street, like, where the fuck were you guys? Where were all these hot-ass people that I was seeing online? Nowhere to fucking be found. Nowhere to be found. And I have traveled a lot of places. And I've seen a lot of, like, air quote, Instagram hot people in real life. A couple of them look hot, but a lot of them just look really uncomfortable. But they don't really fucking look like that. Like, they look good, like I said, in their one pose, under their certain lighting, in their certain little outfit they had for Instagram. That's when they look good. They don't look good in real life moving around and breathing. They don't look good as a human. They look good as a fucking little picture online. But yeah, going to that pool shocked the fuck out of me. And it made me realize, like, how mean I've been being to myself, and this idea of what I'm supposed to look like that's been served to me by social media. And I went through and I unfollowed all the people that were like super fucking hot. None of them have personality anyways. All they are is their fucking what I eat in a day and their macro split and their workouts and their exercises that everybody fucking does. How many exercises can you do that I haven't seen before, bitch? Everyone knows how to fucking work out, okay? So these people, like, that's another thing I realized. And is these really, really hot people online, all their personality is being hot. All these little fitness boys, if you take any of these fucking faggots out of the gym, they're losers. Like, in the gym, they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They have their little friends in there. But you take a fucking fruitcake that spends all of his time working out and eating chicken and rice. You take him out one night, stiff as a board, uncomfortable, can't make a conversation, doesn't know what the fuck to do with himself or his hands. Seems like a newborn fucking baby giraffe. Doesn't know how to walk. Like, walks like they have a stick in their ass because they're trying to, like, flex their muscles. Like, you keep flexing your muscles, Jordan. You look like a fucking imbecile. In the wise words of fucking Margot Robbie. Like, these motherfuckers, you're comparing yourself to people that you see them in their prime, in their element. Like, these little fitness people, you see them at the gym. Of course they look good. Of course, that is their specialty. It's like a doctor. If you talk to a doctor in the hospital, they are on their shit. They're intimidating. They're scary because that's their field. That's where they know everything about. You talk to a doctor in real life, half of them have no fucking social skills because they've spent so long of their life with their face in a fucking book. Yeah, they know what they're talking about in the hospital, but that's it. They don't have much, what's it called? Range with their personality. They know what they know and that's it. Same with these little fitness boys. They know how to be cool in the gym. They know how to lift. They know how to look hot, but they don't know how to socialize. They don't know how to have a conversation that's not about fucking lifting or eating chicken. There are exceptions to the rule, but I've had to learn about myself. The least important or interesting thing about me is the fact that I work out. The most interesting thing about these people that are fucking hot is that they work out or that they're hot. So that's another thing you need to remind yourself of, is these people you're comparing yourself to, it's very shallow and no depth and no range. So if you are funny and you're like mildly cute, boom, you already win. Because these motherfuckers are stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. I'm gonna start levitating in this fucking room right now. I need to stop with the witchy shit. But yeah, take any person that you're intimidated by or you think is like super cool and take them out of what they know and see if they can still survive. Because if you have a resilient personality and you have like a personality with range, you can survive in any social setting. I'm one of those people, thank God. I've had to put a lot of fucking effort into myself to learn about a lot of different things so that I can hang in different social situations. Like doctors. Talk to them anything about other than their field and they're a fucking little toddler. They're an idiot. Like, they don't get it. Like, talk to a fitness boy about anything other than fitness. Try it. Try to have a conversation. See how, one, they have nothing to say, or two, how they try to find a way to resort it back to fitness. Another great example of this, I know the audio switches and it sounds different, is because I'm recording this later. I needed to throw these little 2 cents in. An example of this is people on TikTok, like the little thirst trappers, the ones that just look cute or like do certain little weird shit and they look really hot while they're doing it. They look super fucking hot in their TikToks. They know what they're doing. They know their angle. They know their transition. They can construct that to make their self look hot as fuck and to portray a certain image. But if you take them out of TikTok, they ain't shit. And that's a whole topic in and of itself, is social media making nobodies feel like they are somebody. But just because someone can make a little video of their self and do it really well, it doesn't mean that they have any other valuable skill sets or that they are a certain type of person in real life. That may just be all that they're good at, you know? But my point is, you're comparing yourself to someone that is really good at what they're doing. If you make a TikTok and you're not skilled at it, of course it's going to look like ass. It's not going to look as cool as theirs. You're going to think they're a lot cooler than they actually are. They're not. They just have certain skills that you don't. If you put them in a place where you have a lot of skills, they would struggle. You would feel like you had the upper hand. So you got to remind yourself of that, is you have skills too. You have value too, just not in the same areas as them maybe. But even the areas that they have the value, when they look cool, girl, it's social media. Who even gives a fuck? You know? Okay, I'm going to polish this off with a realization that I have like half realized, and it was a couple days ago. The realization is, what for? That's it. Like, that's the fucking realization. People spend so much time and energy going to the gym or working on their body to look hot. Okay, cool. Like, I understand the motive behind trying to look hot is trying to find a partner and, like, trying to be attractive to others. Okay, great. I get that. But, like, for what? Like, why are you going to the gym every day to pick shit up and put it down? Have you seen any fitness person, like, I hate that they call it a sport, because, bitch, all you're doing is working on the way that you look. Like, you're not able to do anything. You're able to pick shit up and put it down. You're not learning a skill. You're not training for a sport. You're not training to do an activity. You're not training to be able to, like, do gymnastics or some shit. You're going to the gym to be able to move heavy things and to look cute. Or, like, look big and muscular. What more? You know what I mean? Like, what more is there? Like, I'm over training just for looks. I'm recently start picking up like calisthenics and like being able to do certain shit with my body. And I really want to get into like gymnastics and be able to do some freaky ass shit. Cause I'm pretty flexible, but I want to like get there. Like I want to be able to do them little handstands you could do from like sitting down to doing a handstand. That shit's cool to me. I want to start training to be able to like accomplish more than just looking good. I want to be able to do shit. Like, I want to have more to show for my effort and my, like, training than just looking cute. Because, like, what the fuck for? Like, that's boring. I'd rather be able to do cool shit, like flips. That was just a random realization I had of, like, what for? Like, I need more from working out now. I just look at it as so superficial and, like, a waste of fucking time. Like, it's kind of selfish, too. Let's not get onto that topic, but let's just do it. Like, it's selfish. You spend this much time and energy just to look good. For what? You know, like, you could be doing something way more productive for, like, a better outcome. I just look at it like there's so much effort for so little outcome. Because I guess, oh, that's what it is. My values now about looking good are a lot different. Like, I don't think looking good is the point of life anymore and trying to be cute and attractive. That's not what does it for me anymore. That's not my goal. That's not what I think is, like, the most important. So now I look at all the time and effort and energy put into just solely looking better as a waste. And don't try to come for me and say, I do it to be healthy. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You don't fucking go to the gym to be healthy because you eat like shit. All right, if you think you're getting all the nutrients you need from some chicken and some rice, you're not. Okay, bitch, so don't try and come at me about trying to be healthy. Shooting fucking needles in your body with substances that you don't know what they actually are because you bought them from some guy in the fucking gym, you don't give a fuck about health. Shut up. That ain't why you're working out. You're working out to look cute, and it's okay because me too. I'm just saying, like, these are the new ideas and perspectives I'm taking on about this topic, and I'm just looking at the shit like, for what and what can I do more? Because this is not fulfilling for me anymore. You know, I want to start doing some cool shit. If you see me doing a headstand and like climbing buildings and shit like Spider-Man, mind your business. That's my new goal for my body now. Be able to do flips and like handstands and shit. Maybe I should get into training to like fight. Like fair fight. Because I can street fight. That's why I don't like fair fighting. Because there's too many fucking rules, bitch. That's why I don't like MMA or, like, boxing or anything, like, kickboxing and shit. Like, it's fun and all to train, but, like, girl, I don't know how to fucking fight with all these goddamn rules. I'm not thinking of that. Like, when I'm in the zone to fuck somebody's shit up, I'm not gonna be, like, having my adrenaline going and trying to go through the rule book in my fucking head of how I can and can't hit you. Bitch, I'm just gonna hit you. You trying to hit me? Now I'm just rambling at this point. So that's all I got for this episode about social media. I hope you guys liked it. Leave this show a 5-star rating, if you don't mind. I appreciate it a whole bunch. And send me on Instagram topics or things you want me to discuss on a podcast or shit you just want to hear my hot take of. Like, DM me. Feel free. Let's talk. And I do really want you guys' opinions because I'm just talking about topics that I think are helpful and things that I've learned about certain things. So I want to know what everybody else wants to hear about too. Also, if you're going to send me a hate message or something rude, I will be rude back, okay? Be constructive. Be nice with your criticisms, okay? I'm open to that. All right, let me go before I keep running my mouth and fucking get in trouble. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday on Jesus' Day.